peat is a good insulator. It takes many, many hot days to get the frost out. And that hasn't changed. Well, it's pretty well broken down now. You know, it's pretty... Yeah, well, there's some land, you know, that we call peat, but it's pretty much broken down now into mucky stuff.
The fields that we have now, I mean, were cleared peat bogs, basically.
Well, they were peat bogs. Well, we still call them peat, but it's pretty much broken down now, and it's just kind of a mucky stuff, you know. And at first, it's real quirky stuff, you know, and when you first plow it, it just, actually, you can see some of the vegetation in there yet that's decayed in it. But by now, and after all these years of working it, it's no longer peat. It's just black dirt.
Is that more than 50 years of working it?
Well, I guess it would be more than 50 years. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it would be more than 50 years.
And just about 50 out at Radisson.
Something like that, yeah.
Probably a little longer here.
Yeah, I think we bought that first farm over there shortly after we got married, and that would be 1942. We probably bought it in about 1942. And so some of it was plowed, you know, like almost right away. And there's other part there where the lakes is now, where all these fancy homes are. We bought that a little later, so that is probably, but it's still all getting close to 50 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was really raw peat when we first plow it. You know, you plow a furrow and it stick together the whole length of the field. When I bought that land back there where the lakes is now, I mean, you had to have boots up to your knees to walk in there. It was all wet. It was all wet. And I'm responsible for draining that nice land out of there. But anyway, yeah, that land was flooded. It was just a willow swamp.